We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom. We just saw Rav Huna holds that Nitzuk is Chibur Ketafres as well as Chibur Gavi Yayin Nesach. Tana Notos Amashveich Umodal Soch Tzuchos Hashav Echavim. This is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if you have a funnel, the Jewish store owner has a funnel. He uses it for Goy, he uses it for Yid. The Loch is like this. Notos Amashveich Umodal Soch Tzuchos Hashav Echavim. Then he uses it for the bottom of his show on top of one base now. Top of Ayin Beis on Beis, Miyash Akvois by Akvois Yayin. If there's in the Mashpech, there's some wine left over, Aser. Freit the Gemara, okay, Gevaldig, there's leftover wine in the Mashpech. How did that Aser, other wine? Why that Yayin Esach? Ha Akvois Yayin, Maika Mitzurah. It must be Lav, it must be Benitzuk. Shmamina, Nitzuk Chibur. Okay, this is a riot to Rav Huna. Because why is it Nitzuk Chibur? Because the Yayin in the Mashpech was spilling water through the mashpech into the bottom. Now it's connected, the wine in the mashpech, as it goes, it pours into the bottle, it's attached, and on the bottom of the wine bottle of the goy is Yayin Esach. He doesn't bring a clean bottle, he brought a bottle of little wine in the bottom. So when you use the mashpech, anything in the mashpech got it connected to the bottom of the bottle. And therefore it's nitzuk. And that's why the mashpech has Yayin Esach wine in it. So it's a raya, it's a chibur.
Why can't you say this? Because the wine comes up to the
mouth. Also, the wine has new tarots. Very good. Tanarav Chia, empty Gemara like this. No, it's not right. Why? Tanarav Chia, Shapakasai Tsuchasai. Rav Chia, when he learned this Mishnah, he had an extra a version of it, an extra addition that it said that the wine, the case was that the wine of the goy reached high and got into the mashpeh. And the wine, once you pour wine in, it mixes up with Yayin Esach, and it goes up. It's all Yayin Esach now, because it's mixed up with all Yayin Esach. And it goes up into your mashbech, so any wine in the mashbech was actually part of the wine in the bottle. That's the problem. You fill it up to the top, it becomes connected mamish. Not what it needs to, but connected mamish. So Rav Chia learned that was pshat. Pachsa tzlukas means it was full to the top. So that's what the mashbech has usher, has Yayin Esach wine in it. Freik the Gemara, if that's the case, then we have a raya fakeret. We have a raya, needs to get a chibur. Because Mashmar Rav Chia had the zetzai in the case of pachsoy tzuchosai. Now it was part of the brisa that said this, that explained the Mishnah. Avot Mashmar avaloi pachsoy tzuchisoy. If it didn't reach to the top, my loy, that's not usher. Tifshoy needs to get a chibur. Let it bring a raya. Needs to get not a chibur. Chayr it's a raya. So you want to know it's not a raya because like this loy pachsoy tzuchusoy tifshoy the usher. Pachsoy tzuchosai is clearly that's usher. Nitzuk Taboy. Nitzuk is a Shaila. The reason why Rav Chia Zetz dying the Mishnah that way, or the Brice Zetz dying the Mishnah that way, that's a for sure. If it reaches up to the top, that's not considered Nitzuk, like the Rashi says. It's not considered Nitzuk. It's considered Mamish part of the barrel, and therefore it's Asa. Part of the bottle, and therefore it's Pashut, it's Asa. Basheinke, Nitzuk is still a Shaila. So let's try to bring more Rais to this. And we bring Rais from the end of our Mishnah about Nitzuk by Yayin Esach. If you're pouring from one keli to another keli, and we thought here right now it was Yisrael pouring into a goy's keli, we typed the Mishnah like that because we went Lamaskan and Sal Gemara. But right now we're thinking it means that Yisrael pours into the goy's keli. So Loch is es shema arim menu mutter. Whatever is installed in your big chavis is mutter. Had the beini, but whatever is in the stream is also shema mina nitzah chibur. It sounds like Nitzuk Chibur, because we're saying only what's in your barrel is mutter. Everything else is also. So Frank Demar, if that's the case, in Nitzuk Chibur, I fill with the Gavad the modern Amulitzer. If it's Nitzuk Chibur, even whatever's in your barrel is also attached with the stream. Well, no, hold like Kasha. They call Miktav Ketufi. When he pours, then he pulls it back, so it breaks the stream. So whatever's left in his barrel is mutter. And whatever's in the stream is also. But it'll still be a Raya that Nitzuk Chibur is also, because we're saying that whatever leaves the barrel is also. So holy cash can make the kufim. Come on, can it's a chibur. It's a raya, it's a chibur. So the Gemara, no, is that a raya? L'tameich, aim a sefer. It says in the sefer of this halacha of ma'ara makli l'kli. It says in the sefer of that, as she'ir l'seichai, the place where you pour into, who da'asa? Had the beini be'i shari. His master, what's in between his mutter. So it's not a raya. L'mahalak l'mashm, no, it's not a raya from that. So it's not a raya from that to nitzuk chibur. Let's try to bring it from another place. And with the way we answer this, we'll be able to answer, also say back pshat in our Mishnah, what we pshat in our Mishnah Marakli, even though we came up with a pshat over here, but we'll see, we're not sure what's Beini Beini. We're still learning with the halachas of Nitzuk, but we're going to say another brisa, and with that, we'll have another pshat in our Mishnah. Toshima,
It says in Brayis like this: Hama'ara mechavis lebar. If you're pouring from a chavis to a bar, kilua chayered. Again, we thought it was a Yisrael pouring into a goy's bar. Kilua chayered misfas chavis lamata. Anything that leaves the chavis lamata, also it's also. So what do you see? You see nitzak chibur. Why in the barrel is a mutter? Because miktaftufa, you broke it off. But everything that leaves the chavis and is part of the stream is asa. So it's a raya nitzah chibur. It's a raya to nitzah chibur. It's a raya. So it's not a raya. Take more of sheishes. Over chavim ha'ara. The guy is pouring it. The asi mekaychay. It's coming from his koyach, and therefore it's asa. Over chavim ha'ara. Filo gavod dechavit and I mitzer. If it's all koyach, so everything should be asa because everything is now moving because of his koyach. Zok the Gemara, koyach, tovichav, medrabanan, who does it? It's only us the rabbanan. Ahu the nafik libaroi, gozer be rabbanan. Whatever left the barrel, there's a gzeron. Who the gavoi, le gozer rabbanan. Whatever's inside the barrel, le gozer be rabbanan. So Rashi says, the gavoi, le gozer rabbanan, the halacha kerav sheshes, the pasuk of sheshes, shein otam chalakalov. Vim shafach, tovichav, menakli, mutam ashenisha rekli. It's mutam ashenisha. Why are we saying it's mutam ashenisha rekli? Because they were not goyza on kaychay, whatever is in the barrel. Only what leaves the barrel is asa on kaychay. Freik the Rishonim, a very simple question. We're going now, and Rashi holds it down, we pass in nitzuk chibur. If nitzuk chibur, we're saying anything that leaves the barrel is asa on kaychay. So why everything in the barrel is attached with nitzuk to the thing that leaves as kaychay? Good is not in kaychay what's in the barrel. But what's in the barrel is attached to what's leaving the barrel, what's also Atz Koichai. So on that, the Ritva answers that since Koichai of a Goy is only Midrabanon, they only asked, just like they didn't ask a Koichai and Gavai, whatever's inside the barrel, they didn't ask a Nitzik either on what's the barrel. They weren't Goyza or Nitzik on a Koichai, which the Koichai itself is Midrabanon, they weren't Goyza or Nitzik on a Koichai, basically. Nitzik on a Koichai, they were not Goyza. So I think more about Nitzik and those sugis. Amalu Rav Chista lahanu sevisa. Hikalisu chamer levechavim. When you are pouring wine, a sevisa we have before means someone who sells wine. Lashon zoyl v'soyve. It's a guy who sells wine. Amalu Rav Chista lahanu sevisa. Hikalisu chamer levechavim. When you pour wine for a guy, always make sure katve. Make sure you break the stream. Inami nafatefuz. Throw it to his barrel. Throw it to him. Don't have a direct stream there. Either you break the stream or you do it from far, automatically the stream gets broken. Why? Because the problem of Nitzuk. The Pasha needs Yainesach. This is, remember, he has in his barrel some Yainesach wine. You always be careful when you pour wine into a guy's wine that you should break it up. So he always told them, Omlu Chistan Svisa, always do that. Always make sure you break it up. Omlu Rava Lahanu Shavchayik. So, and the next case will be another case of touching. So this case, see clearly, he holds Nitzuk Chibur. He passes Nitzuk Chibur because he says, "Be careful." Omlu Rava Lahanu Shavchayik. Rava says to the Yiddish workers whose jobs are to pour wine. Says when a guy is helping you, don't let him pour by himself. Omlu Rava Lahanu Shavchayik. Ki Shavchisu Chamra Loi Lekarav Chama Masar Baradaychu. Don't let a guy come help you. Why? Dilma Mishdalisu. You'll forget. He might leave it for him, and he might pour mekaychai. And if he pours mekaychai, it's aser. Now again, we said that when you pour mekaychai, it's only aser what leaves, but not what's in the barrel. So I just want to speak out of Taisvis. So it means like this. If a guy picks up a barrel and pours, let's say a glass bottle. He takes a glass bottle, pours wine for you. What's aser? Only the wine in the cup, not the wine in the glass bottle. Look at Taisvis, the master koychai. Let's read it inside. Koychai shavichav and rabbanon. If you're sitting by a simcha and the guy takes an alvus of wine and pours you a cup of wine, you gotta throw out the wine he pours for you. But the bottle is mutter. I just want to aside that. Just that Ikar Adin, if you buy a Sheva Brachas and a guy moves the wine in front of you off the table, it's not a problem. He just moved a bottle of wine, it's not really a problem. I understand that.
The bottom of the bottle is Yainesach.
Right.
He broke the string there.
No, the case that we said the bottle because it was a guy's wine from his house.
The guy's wine from his house. He brought those wine from his house. But here, when a guy took his Yiddish wine and moved his bottle, it's not so possible. It's also always ask a shayla before. There's a lot of times it happens, like by a simcha, that someone brings a present, like five bottles of wine, all that mavosha, you don't realize. And then the waiter moved the bottle of wine. Oh, throw it out the wine. Not so possible. If you were standing right there and sort of a guy moved over the table because he wants to clean the table, not so possible. It's also always ask a shayla. Not so possible. It's okay. Also. But again, I keep on speaking out. But on the other hand, if you leave a guy by himself with a bottle of wine, that's a problem. You got to throw it out then. Because it's very possible he drank from the bottle. If he drank from the bottle, his mouth touched it, and then the whole bottle's also. And I heard from Shlomo Miller one time, he said it's very shchiach that they'll drink from the bottle. Because if they want to steal some wine, they're not going to use a cup. They don't want to make a cup dirty. They'll drink straight from the bottle. And there's mices that the people have seen on videos how they took a thing straight from the bottle. So if you leave a guy to go with the wine, it's taka problem because they touched it. That's taka problem. So we make it and be machmer. But again, always ask a child when it comes to the wine. So to Gemara Vayit. Ahu gavro the asik chamro begishto ubaskishto. Okay, what's this case over here? This case is where you use some kind of straw, a straw contraption, to move wine from one bottle to another bottle. What do? You have two bottles side by side. It's a suction.
Siphon.
It's a siphon. A siphoned wine. You take two straws and you cut it in a way you can make it into a A-shaped, like a teepee. And you put one straw into one bottle and the other straw into the other bottle. You suck a little bit and all of a sudden it starts going by itself. That's a gishta or bas gishta. So it's going now, it's going by itself. It's siphoning from one bottle to another bottle by itself. You just started off. So he had here, Ugavra, the Asik Chamra, Begishta, Vazgishta. He had two big barrels. He's doing this thing. He's moving wine from one barrel to another barrel. Also, Rechavim, Anach Yodei Agishta. The guy put his hand on one of the ends of the straw. Asre Rava Lekuli Chamra. Rava answered all the wine. Only Papa Rava, Rapapa asked Rava, only Ra'adar Ba'asa Rava, Ba'amla Ravina Rava, Ba'mai, Ba'nitzuk? Is it because of Nitzuk? Because it's all connected with the stream? Shaina Nitzachibur, do you hold Nitzachibur? So, which we how we pass it? So, what's the big kasha? Taisus holds we don't pass in that way, but here we ask nitzah chibur. So, the Gemara no, there it's worse. Shani hasam the kuli chamra gishta bas gishta gar. Everything is on the gishta and bas gishta, like the Rashi speaks out that the reason is if you look at Rashi, gishta bas gishta gar is shereme elov oila v'havle kinegei b'chavas mamish. It's all considered one body of wine. The havale kechavas arichta, it's like one long chavas. The Rambam learns that it's considered common koyachay because when he stops it and then he lets it go again, so then it's his koyach. But Rashi learning it's considered since it's going by itself, it's considered one entity. It's considered one entity, therefore it's considered I touched all the wine. The guy touched all the wine because it's one entity. It's not nitzuk. It's one entity. It's going by itself from one place to another place. That's already called one entity. Omar zutar b'edu Rav Nachman kenishkinin shari. What's a kenishkinin? Kenishkinin is you have this little keg, you know, this big Heineken keg, and has two straws on both sides, and each person could suck from each side from one straw. So we have here a guy drinking on one side and he drinks it's wine. He drinking on one side, a guy drinking on the other side. No problem. It's mutter. Sorry, the guy's not touching. Whoever the guy touches, going into his mouth. Oh, very good. So that's the kenishkinin shari. So we have to call the pasuk shol. So if the shol stops first, I've called them parts of chavim. If the guy stops first, so then what touched his mouth became aser, and he let go. He went back in. Now he's aser. Then loy. Then it's aser. Now, so we're saying here that it's mutter. The only reason it's aser is the only way it's aser if the guy stops and then whatever touched his mouth went back in. Now you could have asked. It's a problem of nitzuk. While he's sucking, it's touching his mouth, and it's a problem of nitzuk. So Tosis has a kash from here. Tosis says, "Vice Tosis, my zutra is not hold of nitzuk. It's kedai to see Tosis inside a little bit. Tosis is four or five lines for the wider lines. V'chei my zutra, the basrahu, amal kaman the kenishkin and sharia. The kenishkin chash of nitzuk. Avigav deina oile ala deyam etzitza. The dom the gishta vas gishta the chash of the kaman nitzuk. And the parakum of Allah. Shvayna nitzuk chibur. The more stuff was nitzuk chibur. Avigav a gishta here. He said my zutra. You see over here is not worried by nitzuk." Zog to Gemara, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Ikla Be Resh Glusa. Rav Huna went to Resh Glusa's house, and he was Matta Kenishkinen, Shor Mr. Kenishkinen. It means he let them both drink from both sides. Ikla Damri, on top of Ayin Gimom and Alef. Ikla Damri, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Gufa Ishti Be Kenishkinen. He himself drank from a Kenishkinen. Now, So it's mutter. So what's the kasha? Freik toisa kasha. How can he do that? Maybe the guy's going to stop first. They'll be all start yahin esach. Tema. So freik toisa. Hey, chayu shayu knishkin. He love a chibra. Come on, kohayu loy lachos. Don't pass to call them reisha v'chavim. So he answers that the loy mairi imay v'chavim. It wasn't with the guy. He'll shayu shayu se im yisrael v'knishkin. He drank with Yisrael. Freik toisa. What's the chiddush? I'm telling you, my kamash v'lon freik toisa. What's the chiddush? Of course. You're still like Kamash Balon, like mitzvah is man azem shem simcha. Maybe it's too much simcha. Too much, like we don't have any musik thing. It's too much gashmias, maybe. Too much simcha is man azem to drink wine together with someone else. Too much simcha. So he says that was the chiddush. That even he drank some of his kishkin. So that's what comes out. But if you rashi, you're passing nitsa chibur, and you're passing koichai, it's only also what leaves the barrel. What's in the barrel, there's no isser of koichai.